One day after portions of a roof collapsed at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, authorities are reporting new cracks elsewhere in the building. The collapse Sunday killed four people, and airport officials now say they might have to demolish the new terminal at France's biggest airport. Terminal 2E cost $890 million and was touted as a jewel of design, safety, and comfort when it opened last June. The building collapse is a blow to plans by the Paris Airport Authority and the French government to make Charles de Gaulle into the leading European airport hub. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The deaths at the terminal have stunned many in France, who ask how a showcase building at the country's main airport could simply collapse. That shock is shared by France's Prime Minister, Jean-Pierre Raffarin. He paid a visit to the accident site today, where giant cranes were lifting up tons of twisted steel, concrete, and glass.
Nous sommes très touchés par la cruauté de cet effondrement.
We are all very affected by the cruelty of this event, he said. We think of the victims' families, and I will closely follow the two inquiries into this accident, both the criminal and the internal one. Terminal 2E opened 11 months ago, an airy, space-age, flattened cylinder with top-end fashion boutiques and comfortable lounges. It serviced the national carrier Air France and its airline alliance partners, including America's Delta Airlines. The plan was to help make Air France into Europe's leading airline by making Charles de Gaulle Europe's leading airport, taking over from London and Frankfurt. But that dream may have come crashing down with a 100 by 160-foot section of the building yesterday. The terminal was designed by internationally renowned architect Michel Andreu, who said he was mystified by the accident. Andreu said after the collapse that the terminal's blueprint was audacious, but nothing revolutionary. However, architect and commentator Emmanuel Caillé says building a long tunnel-like structure with no internal support was taking a risk. Sure, it's solid, but there's a weakness too, he said. The arching roof is formed by two curving sidewalls which support a wide curved roof. Now, if one of these three elements falls apart, or say if one of the pylons which support the entire structure moves, then the whole thing can collapse. Another thing that has collapsed for the foreseeable future are government plans to privatize the airport authority, Aéroports de Paris, known as ADP. Business reporter Gilles Sanges says the Prime Minister was hoping the sale would help plug the deficit.
ADP is a good company, which is until now profitable, so it was a good way to reduce the deficit. It was to privatize this company. And because of the last problems, the government will have perhaps to delay the operation.
Today, ADP officials said they had seen new cracks in another part of Terminal 2E. They say they are prepared to demolish sections and even the whole terminal if necessary. The internal and criminal investigations are expected to last at least 10 months. The managing director at Charles de Gaulle Airport, François Charitat, could not hide his disappointment.
L'enquête montrera ce qui s'est réellement passé, ce sera difficile et ce sera long.
The investigation will show what really happened, he said. It will be long and difficult. What's certain is that Terminal 2E was a source of pride for us and for the national airline Air France. For us, the accident remains totally incomprehensible. The long process of trying to understand what happened will only really get underway once the rubble has been cleared and rescue workers are certain there are no more bodies to be found. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.